Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good on it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Hi there, Football Friday. Look who it is. Twitch, YouTube, look who it is.
Is that me?
You're dragging.
You're referring to me.
I'll say it.
You're referring to me.
I know just what to do.
Yeah, you do. You do know what just.
I do. I think I do. Well, it would be two things, well, you've already decided on one of them.
You made coffee, so and I don't. I very rarely go in on the afternoon coffee, but I thought
you used to. You did before I did.
Yeah, I did. I did. Not regularly on this show, though. But yeah, if I'm going out on a Friday night, I would almost always drink coffee all through the show.
I usually drink coffee in here every day.
Yeah.
Almost every day.
If I had this, I will pay for this later. I'm sacrificing my good night's rest, trying to jumpstart. Maybe some would even say kickstart my heart. No, sorry.
See, I mean,
well, we didn't get to hear.
Are
it
we
last
sure
night.
There would is
you,
a goal
would,
song?
Would you like me to hum it for you if you don't know how it goes? Anyway, so coffee. You made coffee, and I'm partaking, which is rare, but I needed it. So.
Is that a terrible choice for a goal song? What year is it?
I've never disliked the song, but it is so played out in arena, in the pantheon of arena songs. It
I
is
know, right?
Just it's. I mean, it's...
We couldn't get Cotton Eye Joe.
It's like you construct an arena, and it's in the top five of songs you know you're going to hear walking in the door the first time the arena opens. Like, during some stoppage in play, I'm going to hear Kickstart My Heart. I mean, I like the riff. I've liked the song.
I told you.
I didn't need it as a goal song.
I mean, it's awful as a goal song. I told you I would go completely counterculture if I were the Sabres this year. And so, a goal song, I mean... Who's going to say no? It might be you, Stephen Bishop from Tootsie. I mean, that's let's just make it different. Well, it's not different yet this year.
No.
It's definitely not different.
No.
And we've got the big goal song poll, and they don't even get to play it.
You got the goal song poll. You reverted to form. I didn't even – I don't know. I mentioned that thing more than once because I was, trying to get Jer's thing home, the Swords of a Thousand Men or whatever. And I didn't know that just keeping the old song was even an option. And I don't know, whatever. Anyway. Josh Norris is hurt. And so,
don't ruin Football Friday.
Did you see the play?
Yes.
Did you see, if that hurt any part of his body.
You'd be worried.
He was never going to make it through five games.
You'd be worried for his well-being.
70. Just nothing happened there. And he's broken. And I just, disaster. What a disaster.
That's why.
Not the season, but like him, geez, man.
That's why when I was feeling good about that trade when it happened because it meant the Sabres actually did a thing. I had a friend in the league text me like, OMG, why? Like, well, what do you mean why? Like, Cousins wasn't playing well, and I, you know, this team kind of sits around all year, and he's like, nobody wanted this guy because of his injuries. Like, all right, well, what do I say back to that? I just kind of sit here and wait for him to play a full season, and it's like half of a game,
right,
and it's just over maybe already. I don't know. It's not over, but it's what a hilariously bad start.
Yeah,
for them. Yeah. I hope the food was good.
Me too.
Football Friday, anyway. The Bills don't play until Monday night. So I had two moves to get Bulldog like kind of back a little bit. You know, he's sick and he's tired and whatever else. And one was coffee, but I wasn't going to sort of just like pour coffee into his mouth. I mean, that just, so that's up to you.
That's
you already chose to do it.
That's a step I needed to take on my own. Sure. Yeah.
The other was, oh, guys, right? This has to work. If the coffee doesn't work to get him going, this has to work, right? Ready? Three words. Raheem Morris.
Oh, I was nervous.
Come on. Come on, know your role.
I was afraid you were going to do this.
Raheem Morris, tell us why, just sort of get us going, why we should hate the Falcons coach. Raheem Morris. Does anybody hate Raheem Morris? Does anybody like Raheem Morris? People probably do.
I do.
Is it more like than hate? Is he doing well? Is he good?
I don't.
What is it?
I don't know.
This is all for you, Raheem Morris.
Yeah, no, this boy. No, I don't know. I got very little on Raheem Morris.
Let's work this up. Make this work.
Was in Tampa before. Like, was he in Tampa?
Yeah.
When, like, post, in, after Bruce Arians and before this?
Yeah.
Like so in between this job and the Tampa job, or...
Falcons.
And the Falcons job. He had,
right.
All right. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I'm doing great so far, aren't I? Yeah, I don't know.
This is his sixth year as an NFL head coach.
Right.
Tampa is before Brady.
Okay.
Tampa is...
Right. Oh, that's what I was trying to get. Yeah, I wasn't sure what his timeline was there. Was he interim on the Jets at one point? Do I have him... Am I mixing him up with someone else?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Then, so no. So, he was in Tampa before they won a Super Bowl with Brady.
Right. Bowles, who is in Tampa now...
That's the Jet.
...was the...
That's the Jet.
...defensive coordinator for Arians when they won it.
Okay.
And now he's doing well there.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so you're nowhere on Raheem Morris.
No.
Still a young guy.
Yeah. I mean go get him. I've had my fun over the years with Atlanta. Because it's just it's a huge city. There's a lot of transients, transient means people are coming and going. Of course, any big city has that, but there's a lot of people that it's their adopted home. You know, they're not from Atlanta. So that's the genesis of, like, nobody even really likes the Falcons. They live there, so they root for the Falcons because they have an NFL team, but they don't live it. They're not living and dying with it. It's just sort of, you know, well, go team because we have a team kind of thing. But I like the quarterback, and I'm sort of pulling for it. I mean, not Monday night, but I want the quarterback thing to, I want it to work for Penix.
What do you think of the Bills being favored by 4.5?
I think it's a little weird. Maybe.
That it's not higher?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, Atlanta's been pretty uneven, I think. They've had, like, one really good game offensively, I think, so far.
The Washington game?
Yeah.
Okay.
They
also got shut out by Carolina.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. So, I think it's a little bit of a reaction to Sunday night, that the Bills looked vulnerable. Last Sunday night, I mean, you know, them losing the way they did to New England. I feel like the Bills against Atlanta... I never look at it way out in advance, but I don't know, maybe a touchdown, 6.5 or something is more like it. So it's one of those lines that I feel like you would look at when we're doing our picks segment, 6 o'clock coming up this Friday, and say, okay, like, I don't know. You made this point about a game last week. I don't remember which one. It was 4.5. Somebody, I don't remember what game. Was it Denver maybe?
Denver-Philly?
Yeah, right. Why isn't it bigger? It's Philly at home. It was that same number, 4.5.
That's right.
And that's what this game sort of feels like.
I guess we know that now.
Right.
Philadelphia.
This game feels that
Philadelphia
way
is bad
to me. Yeah.
I've been winning on that premise for a couple of weeks. Yeah, that, well, you don't always win this way. But sometimes the number sort of, there are like red lights flashing. Why is it only this number? I think Detroit, Kansas City this week is this a little bit. We have Sam Panayotovich coming up. He's on the Lions at +2.5.
Me too.
Okay. Like, I don't want to be, but why isn't it 3? Mahomes at home? Like, why isn't it 3? Why isn't it 3 for the Chiefs at home against everybody? Right? Like, why is it only 2.5? So there's enough pressure on the Lions side for it to have not gotten to 3. I don't know. It's not just Sunday night, I think, with these Bills. I think it's the whole season. I mean, it's 5 games. Baltimore, they were lucky. I mean, they weren't terrible, but they were lucky. Jets, they were easily superior. The Jets are a joke.
Right.
Then you have the 3 games at home since Miami, New Orleans, New England. Bills, every time, big favorites. They cover none of those games, 0-3 against the spread, and they lose to the Patriots. I mean, this week has been interesting. I know you missed the last couple of days, but when I work alone, I want to make sure if I can do it, I've got something that I think you will want to respond to. Like, it's different than just like many of these days, like today will be you and I having conversation. Mm-hmm. But when I'm alone, I want to make sure I've got something that I think listeners will respond to. And I sort of like hit the ball. It's going in the hole toward left field. By the time it reaches the left field grass, the outfield grass, everybody's on hold with what their problems are with the Bills. Like, it really was not it really was a wasted effort.
Right.
You on Wednesday.
You pretty much could have just said we're open.
Yeah. Right. But I hadn't assumed that.
The lights are on. Yeah, I know.
I mean, I was just sort of thinking, like, you know, we've had a couple of days here to talk since Sunday night, and I mean, I heard everything from the wide receiver thing that never goes away to the secondary that's prominent, injuries, coaching, all of it. So fans were ready all week to tell you, because the Bills lost a game, so now it's okay.
Right, all the concerns you had, the feeling you had early fourth quarter against Miami and maybe against New Orleans gets validated by a loss. And so now if maybe you were one of the people that called us one of those weeks, even though you knew you were maybe going to get, you know, I don't know, not quite laughed at, but like, you know, what are we doing here exactly? I'm over here going, we're not going to make it to January, right? We're going to start eating one another because we're bored or whatever. The loss gives that validation. So, and, you know, anyone, no matter what you're thinking out there, getting it validated in some way is good. It feels good. So, yeah, I mean, I think a game where they just look like the better team and it's not debatable would go a long ways. And I don't know if this matchup is good for that. You know, I mean, there's a lot of talent skill position wise on that Atlanta team. I mean, I like the quarterback maybe more than most people. But he can make a lot of throws. I think that secondary will be taken out for a spin on Monday night. Robinson's elite. Drake London's great. Pitts is talented. He never really seems to manifest itself in big games, but whatever. And, you know, defensively, they've got a couple of young guys that come off the edge, and I think it's a good test. I thought it when the schedule came out. There was a time where I would have looked at that Atlanta game as, once you got past Baltimore, Atlanta was the next hard game. Mm-hmm. You know, that, you know, I was overlooking New England in that way, and so shame on me. They lost to New England. But this game has always sort of looked to me like it's going to be harder than a lot of people think type of game, because you just don't – you know, probably don't respect Atlanta a lot. They're often not that good. But I think they're –
They're never good.
I think they're talented. So
– Listen to me. Yeah. It's interesting. You know, the Bills have almost really no important history with the Falcons. So there's no game where, like so many other games, you have this you can draw on. We talk about the Ravens, not even in the Bills division, but like, oh, well, here are playoff games. Here's what the rivalry has looked like. Here's what we know what to do. I think with the Falcons, you have to sort of roll the dice
right
a little bit.
I mean, I can remember Trey White getting an interception there in 17 in the game that was played down there. I hope that's right. I have that in my head. The next thing I think of is Jim Kelly breaking that dude's leg at Rich Stadium in the 90s. So, somebody picked him off, and Kelly, in tackling him, snapped the guy's leg in half. That's it for Falcons-Bills memories for me.
Like, oh, you got nothing for the Paul McFadden game?
I got nothing else for anything
else.
Well,
you know, we're a team.
Those are
nothing
those
for
are
Paul it. McFadden?
It's a big gap from, like, I don't know what year this is. That 93, maybe, I'm guessing? 94? That
Kelly?
Kelly, yeah.
95.
It's a famous highlight. You can, if you Google Kelly breaks guy's leg, it'll come up.
Don't do that.
Don't do it. It's not, it's gross.
You can't even really see it.
You can tell, though, I think that he actually, with his arm, breaks the guy's
It's head. Either 92 or 95.
Yeah.
Deion had a big play in one of those games.
Yeah.
Deion Sanders.
Right.
Paul McFadden, no?
No, I got nothing on Paul McFadden.
Oh, 89. 6-2 Bills. 2-6 Falcons.
This is the old Atlanta Fulton County
right.
Stadium.
That's correct.
I think I can see.
The baseball diamond in the middle.
Right.
Of the field.
Right. Did BB do something in that game?
Maybe.
He's on the team by then, I hope.
He went 1-for-5. Maybe he had a return.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Okay,
that
sure.
there was a maybe he had a kick return, but the Bills still lost it.
The Bills lost at the end. Paul McFadden was the maybe barefoot kicker. He was the kicker for the Falcons, and that was a very annoying loss. So, yeah, not a lot there. But I think Bijan Robinson is at one book, minus 180 to score a touchdown Monday. Now, James Cook is minus 170 at the same outlet.
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to be probably like a top – those are both maybe top five numbers in the NFL this week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
For how likely it is they score. Now, you might have watched Atlanta in week 2 against Minnesota in the Sunday night game against Minnesota, where McCarthy played his way out of the lineup and into an ankle injury.
Mm-hmm.
And Robinson, I thought, was awesome in that game. Never scored. Algier. Game goes maybe to the fourth quarter without a touchdown. So anybody playing first touchdown is pins and needles.
So like 22-6 or something? Was that
something like that was the final
score. Yeah.
Minnesota never did anything. Atlanta got a little bit done.
Yeah.
And looked good in the game, but we might not have thought of McCarthy as like so much of a liability at that point. But it's Atlanta's night. And Robinson, I mean, who knows? What do you think? Like after Sunday night. So Sunday night comes around and the Bills are giving up 6 yards a carry, but they're number one in the league against the pass. And how did New England do against their defense? Well, they managed. They really didn't run the ball effectively at all. They got in the end zone a couple times with Stevenson after they were set up down there. But it's really May and Diggs that did all the damage, almost all the damage for New England that night. So maybe, like, are we looking at the run defense as like, okay, now everything's, we're not worried about it anymore. Mm-hmm. I think if I'm Atlanta, this is easy. It's Robinson. If I have to go heavy, I will. I'm going to play action to London or Pitts. I might not have Mooney. And these are playmakers. And then I have Algier, who can be, well, some version of, if it's not too recent, Cam Scadaboo, where he can kind of just like hammer you. So I like Atlanta's setup on offense in this game. We'll talk to Sal later and see what the Bills have on defense in terms of personnel. But I feel like I might like the over in the game because Allen never gets cheated. I mean, the roof is open, so it's not a dome, but still, like, it fast track, if you will. Like, I think Allen will just never get cheated in a primetime game, even against the Patriots, where it came pretty tough for him. He still had two touchdown passes, you know, he still had his runs. Yeah. He was not a bust at all in terms of like fantasy points in the game. So I got to think on a Monday night stage, he gets his. But I think Atlanta keeps up. We have Monday for this. I think this Sunday is maybe one of those days where maybe listeners are actually not excited about it necessarily, but they're planning to go apple picking. Because it's their wife's turn. It's not to be, you know, stereotypical or sexist about it, but maybe it's like, all right, well, the Bills have played at night here. They've had three home games in a row, 4 out of 5. Maybe this is that time we sort of sacrifice our football lives and go.
Maybe the slate look of at pumpkins. The schedule maybe even gets you, if you want to just run the sexist thing into the ground here, to the point where the football fan could be the husband or the wife, whatever. The football fan in the couple says, do you want to maybe go apple picking on Sunday? Because they've looked at the schedule and are like, I'm all
right. You looking at the other games first? That's a pro move.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. I'm watching Cleveland and Pittsburgh.
I get credit for suggesting we do something else. I don't need to camp out here. I want to see Lions Chiefs at night.
Yeah, right.
Right. So, you know, do I need to be here for 14 hours today?
What about the Sunday morning?
Probably not.
What about the morning? Denver Jets.
You can watch that while you're packing a cooler and getting ready for your apple picking picnic or whatever you're
doing. Some hard cider.
Yeah. I think you can pull that off.
All right.
But
it's very selfless.
1 o'clock. I mean, what are we locally? Browns, Steelers, Cowboys, Panthers.
4 o'clock is San Francisco, Tampa.
Right. And then the night game.
That seems like a day you could live without.
Yeah, you really could. I might. I might even try. I don't know. I mean, whatever.
I might not even try.
I missed most of the week already. Not really. I mean, I missed 2 days out of 5. That's not most.
See, you're back, though. We didn't even need Raheem Morris slander.
Yeah, that's good.
You sound good.
I'm ready to go. I pounded my way through a cup of coffee in that first segment. I'm going to go get more.
It matters.
There'll be a point where that turns bad, probably. But, you know, maybe it'll be after 6 o'clock.
Tune in and find out. Stay with us and see what happens later, like the high drama. Next, Sam Panayotovich, Bet Sweats. Later, Matt Schauff, Draft Sharks. Especially with no Bills game Sunday, let's hammer out these lineups. Critical juncture in the season, wouldn't you say? I mean, this is when...
Oh, I really feel the heat, yeah.
You really need to start winning and get into that playoff spot or make deals, whatever it is you have to do. Sal Capaccio later as well. Picks at 6. The Sabres are off. They're in Boston tomorrow. Paul Hamilton won't be with us today as he is on his way to Boston, which makes sense. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Football Friday on WGR. Well, it's brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino, call the 8s, and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, Crosby's hometown fuel, game day ready since 1922. We need a break. We'll be back in a snap, brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.